the time. This is 1010 Wins. You give us 22 minutes, we'll give you the world.
Good morning. 67 degrees at 7 o'clock. It is Wednesday, May 2nd. I'm Lee Harris, and here's what's happening. Con Ed reportedly wants to fire up the city's most polluting power plant to deal with the energy crunch, but environmentalists say that move is illegal.
Say it ain't so, Joe Namath. Would the Jets really move to L.A.? This is John Montone. I'll have fan reaction from Karlstadt.
Police and prosecutors looking into the fatal shooting of an unarmed Newark man by an Irvington police officer who killed another man during a traffic stop 4 years ago. Supermodel Nikki Taylor remains in critical condition with severe liver damage following a car crash in Atlanta. And you probably don't know any of them, but we're told millions of Americans are taking up yoga to deal with all the stress in their lives.
This is AccuWeather meteorologist Dr. Joe Sobel. Sunshine will help temperatures get to near 90 today and tomorrow. Could be record highs.
This is Steve Torrey. The Devils win in overtime in Toronto to grab a 2-1 lead in their second round series. The Yankees behind Mike Mussina shut out the Twins. The Mets rally to beat the Astros at Shea.
I'm Ron Amidon. Rupert Murdoch moves closer to buying Hughes Electronics from GM, and April was not a kind month for the nation's automakers.
Wins News Time 7:01. Traffic and transit on the ones now, sponsored by New Jersey Transit. Here's Pete Torriello.
Bumper-to-bumper delays in Brooklyn, Lee, on the Gowanus from the Belt right up to 38th Street, where we have a box truck broken down, blocking the left lane. In Queens, Long Island Expressway is just generally slow now from the Nassau line into the Clearview, and again from Casino Boulevard into the Queens Boulevard construction. Eastbound side really doesn't look bad at all right now from Maurice Avenue out to the Van Wyck. Grand Central is heavy westbound at Q and then exiting at Steinway. Crossing the Hudson, we're looking at about a 15-minute backup now for the city-bound GWB in about 20 minutes on the Lincoln and Holland tunnels. Cross Island Parkway is jammed from the Grand Central north up to the Bayside Marina, then very heavy into the Bronx-bound Throgs Neck Bridge. Clearview is also slow into the Throgs Neck as construction work continues Bronx-bound, closing the center lane. We have no delays at our 1010 Winds Transit Desk, and alternate side parking's in effect. More shadow traffic in 10 minutes on 1010 Winds.